Blog Talk Radio.
No matter what you've been told, New Beginnings is not just for the old. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m., and we do thank you for being a part of this evening. As we move forward, for those of you who are listening by internet, we're an interactive Bible study. If you're listening for the first time, What does that mean? That means that you have an opportunity of calling in and participating, asking questions during the discussion when the speaker opens up the mic. Amen. So if you'd like to call in and to participate or ask questions, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you called in, you would be connected. But we'd also like to let those of you who are listening on a regular basis, please mute your mics while the speaker is talking or proclaiming the Word of God. We don't want any distractions from the Word of God. So please mute your mics or whatever device that you're using. If you could mute it, and then when you want to talk, just unmute it. Or otherwise, if we hear noises in the background, what I do is I go through and try to find out what number it's coming from, area code, and we put you on the silence mode, and you would have to hit number one in order to speak. But otherwise, we like to keep the mic open so that all you have to do is when the speaker opens it up for questions, then all you have to do is talk, okay? We find that should be the easiest route to go. So we do appreciate if you would do just that. Okay, as we move forward on that, we pray that all of you are safe and doing what you are required to do for the safety of your kids and your family during this time of virus when we have the Stay at Home Act. And we are doing exactly what we can do to make sure that we can save lives. Amen. We have a prayer list for this evening, and then we're going to move on over to our speaker out of Maryland. We have a prayer list for Pastor Robinson, Paul Robinson. Pastor Dawn Mixon is asking for prayer. Katrina from out of Maryland, Sean from out of West Virginia, Tina from out of Maryland. We have Janetta from out of Maryland, Corey from out of Charlotte. There is Bill from out of Macedonia, Norman from out of Cleveland, Mother Gloria Womack, she is asking for prayer, the Ben Haley family from out of Texas, and we also have the Bradley family from out of Texas and the Ben Haley family from out of South Carolina. We're going to say a prayer, and the next voice you're going to hear is our regular scheduled speaker for this evening, Pastor Lorenzo Maddox from out of Maryland. Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, Father, we come and we just ask, Heavenly Father, we worship you and give you honor, glory, and praise. Father, we ask that you would just protect us from this virus that's going on right now, this coronavirus. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would protect our families, Heavenly Father. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ and claim protection over our bodies, our family, our finances, our home, our spirit, our soul, our body. Father, we surrender ourselves completely to you in every area of our life. We take a stand right now to against the devil and the workings that tries to hinder anyone in our family from any hurt, harm, or danger. Father, we address the one and true living God. Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for knowing that you have the power and the control over anything that goes on in our lives. And Satan, we tell you right now that you have no control over the demon forces that have taken darkness over this time. We come before you, Father, just to ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would just continue to bless us and give us a mind and a spirit, Heavenly Father, that looks towards you from where our help comes from. Father, we thank you for this time of prayer. We know that when prayers go up, blessings come down. We surrender everything to you in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that you would bless the speaker this evening, Heavenly Father. Lord, let the words of his mouth, Heavenly Father, as they proclaim the gospel, that would go through the ear gates of all those who are listening, Heavenly Father, that we might hear the word of God and we might apply it to our lives. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. And we're going to move on over into Hanover, Maryland. And that is Pastor Lorenzo Maddox, and we are always anxious to hear when he comes on the line. Pastor Maddox, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you feel?
We're wonderful. We're trying to hang in there and do what we're supposed to do. Just trying to be obedient. Okay. Amen.
Okay. I think you're doing all right. I remember some time ago you told me you were trying to hang in there. I told you that a lady told me that Jesus had did enough hanging for me and you. because he did enough hanging for you and I that you can stay in there. So, I remember telling you that when someone say they're hanging in there, it makes me think about that. I've used that myself, but sometimes I'm conscious about it, so I don't say hanging in there. But I remember that Jesus hung for you and I. So, John, I'm really thankful for you. You know so many proclaimers of the word that could do a far better job than what I attempt to do. And I'm thankful and feel unworthy to just be on tonight. So we thank you for letting us come on. And hopefully we can say something to uplift somebody.
Amen.
Well, John, this is what I did. I hope you forgive me. I'm using the same passage of scripture that we have, but I did, when I look back over this passage again, I did change the title. So if you would, let me change the title. I just want to talk about in the company with Jesus. In company with Jesus. That's all.
Amen.
In company with Jesus. Still the same scripture, Mark chapter 5, verse 31. Verse 24 to verse 30. But I just want to talk about in company, Jesus, in company with him.
Amen.
So, John, as I get started, I remember one day coming home. Grew up, and I think I told you before, I grew up in a foster home. I was coming home to see my foster mother. Coming home lunchtime to see her. And but John, I hadn't long been, you know, licensed to preach. I had long been licensed, maybe a couple of years. And the old people say when you become a teenager, you think you begin to smell yourself. I thought I knew something. Start preaching and you go to school a little bit. You think you ain't got that much school in you, but you still think you understand something. And I came home to see her. And it just goes to show you that life is different today than it was back then. I could always tell whether I was living there or coming to see her, what mood she was in by the way she opened the door, by the way she greeted you. I could tell she was happy or sad. This particular day, I came to see her. It was a pretty day outside. I came to see her. And she said this, that this would mess with me. Opened the door, and she said this to me. She spoke, I spoke to her. And before I could say, "How you doing, Mom?" She said, "Jesus and I done had a good time in here today." Now, brothers and sisters who listen out there, I'm thinking to myself, how is it that you and Jesus have had a good time? I knew that she had been sick, and I knew that she had not gone to church for years. But I knew that she hadn't heard no choir singing. She didn't hear nobody testify. And what I really knew, that she also didn't hear nobody testify, and I knew without a doubt she hadn't heard no preaching. John, what I did was I wouldn't dare to ask her, "What you mean, Mama?" I didn't say that, because back in those times, you didn't ask parents questions. whatever they said, you went on with it, whether you liked it or you didn't like it, whether you agreed, whether you didn't agree. You didn't tell them that you didn't agree with them. You just listen. And I listened to what she said, and I saw her countenance. I saw how happy she appeared to be that day. And And I'm still going over in my mind, how is it that you and Jesus done had a good time? I thought I knew something. I thought I knew something. I thought I knew a little bit about Jesus. I knew I didn't know a whole lot, but I thought I knew something. And I learned something after a while. I still left there that day wondering what Mama was talking about, how she had a good time with Jesus. But I know her attitude was different. Her behavior was different that day. And I looked at some days to come. Some things were different. And I just began to wonder, how is it that you and Jesus done had a good time? It took me years later to really to understand what Mama was talking about. And what I learned is that what Mama was really talking about was this. That Mama had came in the company with Jesus. God have mercy. Mama had came in company with him. At that time, I was a young preacher, didn't just start a ministry. I didn't know that Jesus make house calls. I didn't know he make cuts. I knew that Jesus came to church. I knew he came to church. I knew that hear the folks in there hollering, and I heard people in there testifying. I heard the old saints would cry, and they would raise their hand, and I witnessed Mama as well, and bring us up to church. I witnessed Mama raise her hand. I witnessed Mama cried in church, and something like they had at that time. All the saints would holler and cry, and then they would start on the choir, and then after a while, so and so over here would moan, and on the side next, my mother was giving her expression to the Lord. And now I believe that I knew Jesus was in the church. I seen people shout, see people run around the church. I see the musician at one time used to play the piano and leave on the organ and get happy and leave off the organ and go play the piano. I seen that. I see people cry. Saw Mama cry. But what I didn't know, Lord have mercy, what I didn't know that you could really get in touch with Jesus when you were at home. I didn't know that. And I learned from that time on that you can get in touch with Jesus. And I'm not downplaying church. We need church. And I'm not downplaying it at all, but I'm learning something that you can get in touch with him in your home. And I've learned later on through the years, you don't have to just be in your home. You can get in touch with him in your car. You can get in touch with him around the house. You can get in touch with him outside. You can get in touch with him by thinking about him. You don't always. And I don't downplay the church. I love the church. You don't only have to be in church to get along with Jesus. Mama had, and all these years I knew Mama. Mama had gone home now, but Mama taught me something. Mama taught me something. It's a good thing to get in touch with Jesus. It's a good thing to, old people used to say, to know him for yourself. It's a good thing to know him for yourself. It's a good thing to be around Jesus. It's a good thing. And I'm thinking that we live in a time that too many people today is too quiet about Jesus. I'm thinking that old people used to say that he's on the main line. You can tell him what you want. But at one time I thought you had to be in church in order to tell him what you want. But I come to learn that you don't only have to be in church. You can be on blog radio and tell him what you want. You can be in your car and tell him what you want. You can be in the shopping mall and tell him what you want. You can tell Jesus. I'm thinking, you know, this time of this coronavirus, strange things is happening. But I believe somebody, Lord have mercy. In many places you can't go to church, but I believe somebody is calling him up. Lord have mercy. Churches are doors, right? Some churches are closed. And there's a limited amount of many people you can have to get in there. And the governor here in Baltimore done got something called stay at home. Lord have mercy. And I'm glad tonight to know that you can't shut Jesus out. Lord have mercy. You can't shut him out if you call him. And I think we live in a time, and I'm thinking now that during this corona time, people are fearing that they're gonna die. They're fearing they're gonna get sick. They're worrying, and I just believe that a whole lot of people is calling on Jesus. I believe that. I might be by myself with that thought, but I believe a whole lot of people is doing what they are calling on Jesus. Lord have mercy. It's nervous time. It's when you start sneezing, you get a sneeze now, you're worried about it. If your throat get kind of sore, you're questioning yourself about it. I went to the vitamin store the other day, and I've seen people going there buying supplements. I've seen people going there buying the vitamin C that the Minister Edmund told me to get. It took me a while to get it. I see that people buying that. They buying stuff. They're trying to keep the immune system together. This corona is messing with people. It's messing with their spirit. Lord have mercy. It's messing with their mind. Because the truth of the matter is that no one really wants to die. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. All of us want to live as long as we can live. We want to, though we're being mistreated by loved ones, we're being mistreated by people, we're being talked down. But there's something about this thing that we want to live as long as we can live. Mm-hmm. So my point is tonight that Lord have mercy. My point is that my mama had got in touch with Jesus. And I want to go in there a little bit. I wonder tonight on a Wednesday night is there anybody that's on the line? Is there anybody on the internet? Is there anybody on maybe on Facebook? Is there anybody on Twitter? Is there anybody on YouTube? Is there anybody that can say that they have got in touch with Jesus? Lord have mercy. If you get in touch with him, it'll make everything all right. If you get in touch with him, he'll help you along the way. But you got to get in touch with Jesus. I like the passage. Lord have mercy. I like the passage because it said there was a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. And said that she had suffered many things from many physicians. Yeah. She suffered, and I pause in the night to think that somebody out here in radio land, somebody, maybe some pastor, maybe some person, somebody tonight it might be in the same shoes that you might have suffered a lot of things. Lord have mercy. If you're going through suffering tonight, I got good news for you. Don't give in. Don't give in. Hold on.
Yeah.
certain woman. I like her. It says a certain woman. Don't tell her name. I don't know if her name was Debbie. I don't know if her name was Teresa. I don't know her name was Edith. I don't know her name was Francis. I don't know if her name was Charlene. I don't know her name was Betty. I don't know her name. Lord have mercy. But it just said a certain woman that had a flow of blood for 12 years. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
And she suffered many things. Suffered many things from many physicians. She said that she had spent all she had. Lord have mercy. It's one thing to go to the doctor, but another thing when you find out that when you done spent all you had. And here's the thing that blows my mind about the passage here. It said that she had spent all she had. And the sad thing about it that things didn't get better, it got worse. Oh, maybe somebody up there tonight, you might not have been dealing with something for 12 years, but everybody deal with something. And you might be tonight listening and might say, well, I got a story too that I'm not suffering many things. You might have suffered from family. You might have suffered from loved ones. You might be suffering from job. And I hate to say it, that you might even have suffered many things from your church. Might have suffered many things. And come to find out that things is not getting any better. But rather, the book says they grew worse. Isn't that something? They grew worse. Spent all your money and they grew worse. But I like this passage when it said, then when she heard about Jesus, Lord have mercy, she heard about him. And one of the things, Mr. Edna, Mr. John, I'm thinking that we as a people are too quiet about Jesus. I'm thinking that that Jesus got more good news and people just don't realize. They got more good news and they just haven't tapped into it. But if Jesus is still around, Lord have mercy. I don't know how long he's gonna be around, but Jesus is still around.
Yes.
I like it because it said the woman, Lord have mercy, the woman, she heard, Lord have mercy, about Jesus. I want to ask tonight, is there anybody in your community, anybody in your home, is there anybody in your house is talking about Jesus? Lord have mercy. One of the major things we say, oh, you can't pray in school. One of the things most people say, you know, they took prayer out of school. I don't think that was the real problem. Though one person took prayer out of school, but I think what really happened is that we took prayer out the house. Lord have mercy. Because one thing you can't shut Jesus out. No one person shouldn't be able to shut down, because if we had put prayer in the house, Lord have mercy, if we covered our children in the house, if our children get to know Jesus in the house, they can't help but go to school and know that the presence of Jesus is in their life. No one can shut Jesus out if you once he go in. We go through that. I said earlier that we go through that Bethlehem story. We go through it, and I'm just really thinking that a whole lot of folks say, and we get emotional. Lord have mercy, we get emotional about them during Christmas time. That baby that was born at Bethlehem. They talk about that baby, but most people will talk about the baby, but will not accept the Jesus. And let me say it another way. They talk about the baby, but we'll not talk about the Christ. Look, if you just keep the baby, you've got a little portion, but you need the Christ.
Yeah.
You need him who didn't stay in Bethlehem. Lord have mercy. I wonder tonight how many people on the line, how many people on blog, how many people on the internet can testify tonight that one time that I have met the man that was born in Bethlehem. Lord have mercy. I met him for myself. I met him. He came in my life, and as James Cleaver said, that he makes the deaf feel no ways tired. I come too far where I started from. No one told me that the road was going to be easy. Lord have, but I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. The woman here, situation grew worse. Grew worse. And when it grew worse, all she had, it grew worse. Lord have mercy. But when she heard about Jesus, and sometimes, brothers and sisters, I'm learning something. This is a good, I like this, this in Mark Gospel. Says she came behind him in the crowd. Lord have mercy. And one of the things about it, Mr. Edmund, those listening out there, that the crowd didn't always want Jesus. Lord have mercy. Sometimes the crowd were those that was signifying. Sometimes people in the crowd knew that if they got hungry, he was going to feed them. They knew a crowd. But I don't know what it took, maybe because it took this woman, it took her situation. It took that she didn't have nothing. It took that she grew worse. It took that situation to put her to the place where she could go and do what and get something from Jesus. I like what it says here. I like it. The text is good. Like Mark Gospel, I'm like to hear it say that because she heard Jesus, came behind him in the crowd, and I like it. And she touched his garment, and she said, "Only if I can touch his clothes, Lord have mercy, I will be made well." Look now. That's some great faith. If only if I can get to Jesus, Lord have mercy. If I can get to Jesus, I things will be better. Maybe somebody tonight knows something that your life is better because you got to Jesus. Is there anybody tonight know that things are better for you tonight? Is any pastor that knows that things have got better? Not because you know the board, not because you know the church mother, not because you know the pastor aid member, not because you know folks, but that you got past the crowd. Lord have mercy. Got past the crowd, and only if I touch his clothes, she said, I'll be made well. And immediately the fountain of her blood dried up, and she felt in her body. Lord, I like this thing because it says something. And she felt it in her body. Isn't that something? She the fountain that felt in her body that she was healed of affliction. But I like it. I like it because she felt that she was healed. But when you get healed, she had a witness. God Almighty. She just felt that she was gonna do it, and the witness came when Jesus raised the question. Jesus immediately knowing himself what had happened, the power had gone out, and he turned around and in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes? Lord, have mercy. Who touched my clothes?" I like what he said. Because he didn't say, "Who bumped into me?" Oh, y'all don't hear me. He didn't say, "Who bumped into me?" He didn't say that. And it goes to show you that even in the crowd, Jesus so personal that he knew that it wasn't the person that touch that bumped into me. The disciples was always, they had, it bothers me sometimes when folks answer questions real fast. They answer too fast. It bothers me sometimes. The disciples always had an answer. Master, we don't know who touched you. The crowd. But when he said he touched my, I like to say, who clothes? Lord have mercy. Who touched my clothes? And what I like about it is that he didn't say who touched my arm. He didn't say who touched my feet. He said who touched my clothes. And the disciples said, you see, the multitude thrown you. You say, who touched me? You said, who touched me? And he looked around and he saw her that was done, and the woman, fearing and trembling what had happened, came and fell down before him. For him, and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed. Your faith had made you well. And I put a pin in that. Your faith had made you well. What happened when you come in the company with Jesus? Lord have mercy. I like it because no one can come in the cup with Jesus and leave the same. Can I get a witness tonight? You can't come in the company with him and leave the same. If you come in the company with him, you always leave, Lord have mercy, different than you came. Do I have a witness? Yes, I do. Yeah. And I'm going to stop here. You got a witness? Yes, I can. Come here, woman, the woman at the well. Lord have mercy. She had five husbands, and then once she went there noonday because of the crowd. Went there noonday because there wasn't nobody to talk about her. She went there noonday because she felt that she was going to have a peace of mind, but she met somebody at the well. Lord, I don't know whether you were in the crowd or at the well. And all of us tonight is at the well. Good God Almighty. This coronavirus got a whole lot of folks at the well. Lord, look at for something. And she came to get her water, and Jesus talked to her. Jesus was a good talker. He knew how to talk. And talked to the woman, and the woman, Lord have mercy, after talking, I want this water. And the woman went out, Lord have mercy, and told somebody, come and see a man that can tell me everything I ever done. Lord have mercy. I'm just saying that she had five husbands, and the one she had wasn't, but she had a new story when she met Jesus.
Yes.
Had a new story. Can I do one more, John? I'll be done. One more. The woman that would commit adultery. They thought that they had her. Moses' law commanded that such women like that should have been cruel, that such women like that should be stoned. Jesus wrote a great. Jesus said, the question Jesus raised now, where are those that accuse you? And it's dangerous to leave somebody in the presence of Jesus alone. Lord have mercy. Because when you get one-on-one with Jesus, you never go home the same. I'm going to close this thing tonight. I'm so glad tonight in my life that I had an opportunity to get one-on-one with him.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. I when I got one-on-one, I don't leave the same way. Every now and then, I still got to get that one-on-one. I can come to him burdened down, and I'm a witness tonight that he'll lift you back up. And you don't have to be in the crowd if you just get in the company with Jesus. And I believe, and I'm done now, I believe if the world tonight would get in company with Jesus, Jesus can heal us of this corona. This thing will pass if we would just get in the company with Jesus. If you get in company with, and I'm glad tonight that he's a good company keeper. I'm glad tonight he makes a way out of no way. I'm glad tonight with everything shut down. Jesus makes house calls. He makes radio calls. He gets on blog. He gets on the internet. Jesus is still in town. I'm glad tonight that Jesus is still alive. Old people said Jesus is on the main line. You can tell him what you want. Well, tonight you can tell Jesus. I heard the songwriter said, I must tell Jesus all about my trouble. I can't bear these burdens. All I want to say tonight, leave a thought with you in the company with Jesus. That's it. In the company with Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the company, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, have mercy. I've been in some company, but it ain't always with Jesus. Oh.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your company. Amen.
Any comments? Mic's open. Any comments? Any questions? The mics are open.
Hello, Elder Clay.
Yes, is that Pastor Robinson?
Hello.
Yes, sir. This is Reverend Robinson out of Tennessee, South Pittsburgh.
Yes, she passed.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
How you doing?
I kind of caught the pastor's message late. I was working on my wife's car, but what I did catch, I feel the same as he did. You know, I'm glad that I was in the company of Jesus. I'm glad that I am in the company of Jesus.
I tell people all the time that
yes, this coronavirus or COVID-19 or whatever it is going around, yes, it's killing people and it's hurting people and it's breaking people down. But if you know Jesus, as he said, if you know Jesus, I got somebody I can put on the corona. I got somebody that can help with this coronavirus. And I just believe that she says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves
and pray
and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will give to heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal the land. I just believe that this country needs to call on Jesus. This country needs to get a touch from God. We need to just be able to touch the hem of his garment. We don't have to touch the hem, but just touch the hem. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, I missed the first half, but it is all good.
No, I'm not.
We
need Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I'm getting some feedback from somewhere. I don't know. That's good.
John. Pastor John.
Yes.
I was thinking after he... Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Pastor.
Yes.
I was thinking that after that wonderful delivery, a song would be wonderful if you would sing, I Can't Believe He Bought Me This Far.
Oh, praise God.
Amen. You know, and South Carolina. Amen. And I think that is appropriate at this time, especially.
Amen.
Encouragement for all of those who are listening, and we don't know what anyone is going through, you know, with this COVID-19. Mm-hmm. We really don't know what anybody's going through, but I do pray, you know, that whatever you're going through, the suffering that you may be going through, or you may not have hit your home, it may have passed over your home, but nevertheless,
yeah.
We are
yeah.
together.
Mm-hmm.
We're all in this
Amen.
Together.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm a collector, I believe in everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the term is united we stand and divided
mm-hmm.
we fall. As long as we
fall,
stay
yeah,
together
yeah.
as,
mm-hmm.
as
yeah.
a body,
mm-hmm.
arm, leg,
mm-hmm.
you know, the whole connected,
mm-hmm.
and we're lifting
mm-hmm.
up the head, which
mm-hmm.
is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, that would, you know, that would be appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going to
yeah, yeah,
everyone,
yeah.
you know,
no.
if bring that together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know, God bless you, Pastor Maddox. You know what I love about this? You were touching on everything. You gave us examples of everyone that came in the company of Jesus. And
my,
I thank
my, my.
God that we who, when God does the drawing,
mm-hmm.
we have to accept the drawing to be in company with Jesus.
Because mm-hmm.
it's God that draws us to him. And I thank God that you had put it so plainly that when we're in the company of Jesus, we come in one way, but we don't go
mm-hmm.
out the same.
We never leave the same.
Mm-hmm. We never leave the same.
Mm-hmm.
There is a change, a wonderful
mm-hmm.
change, as Tremaine Hawkins would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, a change has come over me
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
I was in the company of Jesus.
In company with Jesus, yes. Yeah.
And staying in the company. So no matter whatever we're going through, the coronavirus,
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
people that
mm-hmm.
are turned against us or talk bad
mm-hmm.
about us, when we can get along with Jesus,
along with Jesus,
he can
mm-hmm.
make it all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
He could say, brother, sister, he could say, my child,
mm-hmm.
don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because you're with me.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
I just thank God that there were so many things in that you were saying
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter where we are. We can
mm-hmm.
have that one-on-one, that upfront
mm-hmm.
and personal. Because
mm-hmm.
out of all the billions of people in the world, he does make it personal when
mm-hmm.
we come in the company of him.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for the message, sir.
Amen.
To God be the glory. And I thank God
mm-hmm.
that years and years ago, I came in company with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still on
Amen.
The journey. With
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I like what you said about the baby. During the holiday times, everybody is celebrating
uh-huh.
the baby Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
uh-huh.
we need to celebrate
uh-huh.
the man Christ. Christ
yeah,
the man.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because
yeah, yeah.
he's no longer a baby.
Mm-hmm.
He's
my
the one, the Christ
mm-hmm.
that we can come to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Babies need nurturing,
mm-hmm.
but a man, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
the Christ man
mm-hmm.
is
yeah,
the nurturer
yeah,
now.
Yeah. My.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good evening.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you. Bless you, Pastor John. But Pastor Larissa Maddox, I enjoy the message because it reminds me of when I go to work in the morning, that I'm on that front line,
yeah.
serving
mm-hmm.
the patient, and I have to be in the company of Jesus in the morning.
That's
good.
So important that
mm-hmm.
I have that time with him when I wake
mm-hmm.
up, because
my.
Don't know what I'm walking
mm-hmm.
into.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful for the message. May the Lord continue to use you.
Amen.
Any more comments? Well, I'm you know, I believe that that what we're gonna do is we're gonna close, and we're gonna sing this together as closing the song out. And I don't feel any way, you know, no ways tired.
Lord,
and
yeah,
if you're not
come to far.
If you're not familiar with the song, just follow along. Just sing along.
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
But we all sing it together in unity. Amen.
Amen.
Even if in the house. Amen.
Amen.
Ready?
Amen.
Begin. I don't feel I will.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody told me
that the road
will be
can we sing that just one more time?
Yeah,
I think you done kind of started. You done sparked something over here.
We're looking at the news. We're hearing the news, and we're talking about coronavirus, but we're not talking about Jesus.
Amen.
That's right.
I think you'd have started something, at least on this side of town. At least on this side of town. Pastor Matt,
yes, sir.
Sir, I'm sorry.
I was saying
that you have started something on this side of town, on our side of town.
Oh, my.
You have started something. We're changing our whole conversation. We're talking
about sir.
We put Jesus back in that.
Yes,
and
sir.
When it
yes,
starts
sir.
From the house, it goes to the school. It starts, as you said, it starts from the house. So you just started something here.
My.
And you just brought something. Listen, you just birthed something right now. You just opened up a whole new thing. We're talking about the wrong thing.
We're talking about the wrong thing.
That's good, sir.
When we begin to talk about this coronavirus, the further we get away from talking about who's really in control.
That's good.
That song, far too far to leave us.
Amen.
I thank you, sir, so much for that word, for that timely word. I thank you so much. And I just believe that we here on the line, and we have a number of different states here, I believe that if we can just spread the word, and let's start talking about the virus, and let's start talking about Jesus. Things begin to change.
Yes, sir.
I think so. Or, you know, by calling the name of Jesus, calling on the name of Jesus, have we forgotten about that? So I'm not saying that you're not doing it in your household, but what I'm saying is let's we need to spread it not just a household, but spread it to the world. Globally.
Yes, sir.
One person tell another, and another tells another, exponentially it begins to start to grow.
Yes, sir.
It begins to start to grow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Would you like to
thank you,
Pastor?
Thank you. Yeah. Father, we thank you tonight for all your many blessings. We thank you for letting us be on the airways. We thank you because we know that you're everywhere. We thank you tonight, Father, to give us the things that we should have done that we didn't do. We talk about everything, but we don't talk enough about you. Oh, God, impregnate our minds, impregnate our hearts. That through all of this, we can tell somebody, yes, God is real, because he's real in my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us another chance to call your name. Great things happen when we call your name.
Call your name
is power in your name. We thank you tonight. Bless us wherever we are in radio land, on blog radio, on the internet. Bless us. Somebody tonight is trouble. Somebody is like that woman trying to press through. Let them know if they keep pressing on, God, they can touch you. What I like about it, you're not a quiet Jesus. You turned around and said, "Who touched me?" For the world to know that the woman had got healed. You call for a public confession. And let us make confession, God, that you have touched our lives. Bless John and his wife. Bless Edna. Bless all those on this blog radio. We pray. We ask the blessing to be upon us, be beneath us, be behind us, but most of all, be in us. We pray. Be with us in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Folks, prepare yourself. Safe. Okay. Let's talk.